different models. We went through these different models so that it is easy for you to see what is happening in your spiritual life. We also went through these models to convince you that when you experience a downhill movement, an unexpected downhill movement, it is necessary, necessary so that you can uproot the tendencies to enjoy and to control. There are two helps now which I can offer you. It's very important for me to say, however, before we go into these, that really the art of transformation or the transformational journey which each one of us has to do is something which you have to do in your own life. A seminar like this, even if we would have more time to go deeper into certain subjects, can only hope to give some impetus, some thoughts to you, which you then take up and practice in your life. The Upanishads say that learning is done in four steps. The first is, oh Krishna, our team. The first is, oh Krishna, this is Nishingananda. What did you just do? You are not only a computer expert. The first step is really hearing, shravana. The next is manaha, that's called reflecting. And the next is nididhyasan. Nididhyasan. It means meditating. For yogis, meditation. But for bhakti yogis, for us, it means application. Application in our life. This is how you learn something. You hear something new. You reflect about it. I would say you meditate and apply it in your own lives. And finally, the last is, this is offered by Baladev Vidyabhushana, Vandana. This is something which the Upanishads don't talk about. This Baladev Vidyabhushana in a commentary says, you must pray really to Lord Krishna that the new subject becomes so to say, manifest in your heart. This is how you learn something. Now I wanted to bring one other subject to your attention. Yes. As you grow in your spiritual life, and remember we had this spiral model, it was going higher and higher, you ultimately need another model. You need to know, Gaurahari, if you would be so kind to paint this for the devotees again, you would need to know what is objective progress and then what is subjective progress. Objective progress means others can see that you advance. Like our Sudarshan Maharaj, who joined as Sunil Bhakta, did make advancement. It was not that he didn't have enough advancement when his guru called him. But there was a need to go deeper in his life, to uproot the tendencies of enjoyment and controlling. There needs to be something which we call subjective advancement. And that goes, strangely enough, down. It's an advancement in humility. See, if a devotee does not advance in these two ways, then there is something wrong. His God realization or Krishna realization remains small. In relationship to Krishna, the further you go, strangely enough, never go a little higher. And so, I should go really down now. You need to go more humble. Humbler and humbler. This is very important, but so that you can see me, I will humbly go up. This is very, very important. See, when Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes and says and sings, he says, I'm most fallen. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, he who even calls my name loses all pious credits. I'm lower than the worm in the excrement. Excrement stool. These are feelings which these devotees really share. We sometimes say, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in the spirit of all of us, says, from our perspective, it's the right way to say like this. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur or Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, they don't say this because they want to appear in a certain way. They really feel like that. Through and through. If you want to advance, you must advance also in humility. It's like with a tree. The tree, as it grows, will develop what is called a crown of the tree. Huh? But if, here's the ground, if the roots remain very small, like this, huh? Then it's dangerous for the tree. The tiniest little gale means wind, can just topple it down. The tree has to also develop strong roots. And this is called humility in the life of a real person. Then only will the growth not be dangerous for the tree. Does this make sense? Humility workshop in 2 minutes. Ask yourself a question. How much do I want to serve? And how much do I want to be served? This will tell you a little bit how deep your roots are. Your roots of humility, or what you can call the subjective advancement. You might have felt this when you talked with the devotee. You say to the devotee, Prabhu, you are so good, you are so nice, you are so talented. And the devotee says, No. I live every day with myself for 24 hours a day. I know very well who I am. I'm a miserable, rotten person. No, Prabhu, I have seen how you did such nice service. was only an imitation. You know, and this is how it goes back and forth, and you can't really come to a conclusion. Because you are right in your objective observation, and the devotee is correct in his subjective observation. Both are right. And never will the two opinions meet. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. So this is the first and important thing for someone who wants to make advancement and transform his heart. He has to really see, he has to go in the humility workshop. If I would have a little time, because I really want to come to the most essential thing, I would really like to, actually this exercise we have to do. Are you awake? Gaurahari, or someone has disconnected me and not connected me again. When you study Bhajan Rahasya, it's a book which Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote about how to advance in the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. You have all the chapters which are there explaining the different verses of the Shikshastakam. Now you know that the third verse of the Shikshastakam explains how we should chant. And the verse explains that we should have four mentalities. First is, we should be more humbler than the straw in the street. This means really that we understand and realize we are not the material body, but an eternal spiritual soul. And I want to make a little soul meditation with you. Therefore I asked if you are awake. Would you like to do it again? It's called Buddha Shuddhi meditation in Sanskrit, where you free yourself from the four elements and from the five elements or eight elements, and you understand that you are not the body. I personally do this every morning. There's a verse of the Buddha Shuddhi meditations which the pujaris have to chant before they enter the deity room. It goes like this: I'm by nature the eternal servant of Krishna, but because of my bad fortune, I have been inimical towards him from time immemorial, and thus I have identified myself with my body. So we will go through this meditation, but please allow me to first of all just bring you a little bit to yourself. Please sit up straight. It's very important that your spine is straight. You can take the backrest if it is more convenient for you, but the idea is that the spine should be straight. And we will do a very simple thing. Yes, please, our children, can you meditate? Yes, no problem, I also think. If you feel restless, then you can go where the nice sun is and play with the sun. When you are ready, please close your eyes once again. I have done this during peace conferences with a few thousand people, And I always noted how the energy in the room would totally change. My dear Prabhus, my dear Matajis, we are often too much in body consciousness. And we take this life which we lead and our worries, anxieties, plans, just too serious. That kills us. This meditation is something very easy to be done. I know that no one of you will do it. But I know that many of you will take an inspiration from this to just stop for a moment every day and just think, I'm eternal soul. This is what humility means. The basis of humility is to understand you are not the body. That means all these things which you have put around you. It means also to be more tolerant and more forgiving to others. I would like to now chant a little bit with you and then come to the last stretch of the seminar. That is, I want to give you a few hints how you can contact a tremendous amount of strengths, spiritual strengths for your transformation, because I think you all have understood by now, alone it is very, very difficult to come up in your spiritual life. Alone it is very difficult to, you know, come out of the valley and climb up the next incline and go finally back home, back to Godhead. But with the strength of Lord Krishna, it is possible, and the greatest amount of strength can be obtained by the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. I think we all feel very satisfied. Thank you very much, Sachidevi, that you somehow chose a melody or you sang and caught us from a place where we just arrived with our Buddha Shuddhi meditation. It's now only 12 minutes to 2 o'clock and I really feel I cannot rush now all of you. But I want to just say something which I will leave my notes now and say something in conclusion. Which is very much on my own heart. I realize that the subject matter of change of heart is a highly personal subject matter. And I do believe that if we go through the different models, we begin to understand that what lies ahead of us in our genuine spiritual path is a journey for which we need help. In this age of Kali, Lord Krishna is willing to help his devotees. He's willing to appear actually in the hearts of his devotees when they begin to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, but chant with feelings. There's a quotation of Srila Prabhupada, and this quotation I would like to read to you, where he says that everything is dependent, really, of the consciousness in which you do the activity. He says in one of his last purports, People generally go to the Ganges to be purified of the effects of sinful life. But here's an example of how foolish persons, these are Kuvera's sons, Nala Kuvera and Managriva, here's an example how foolish persons enter the Ganges to become involved in sinful life. And then he says, it is not that everyone becomes purified by entering the Ganges. Everything, spiritual and material, depends on one's mental condition. See, there are every day 1,000 prostitutes who go into the Ganga in Calcutta after a night of hard work with their customers. Then they refresh themselves and clean themselves, and then they are ready at 10 o'clock for the next hard day of work. No? It's not that they have become purified by the bath of the Ganga, because they did not enter the Ganga in the right consciousness. So in the same way, it is when you enter the chanting of the Hare Krishna Ma Mantra, you must do this in the right consciousness. Otherwise it does not work so well as it can work. And my dear devotees, when I became aware of the need to transform my own heart, I would like to tell you just very honestly, it came at a time when our movement was in turmoil, also in Germany. That was 20 years ago, and our movement has not stopped turmoiling. As it is natural for human beings who go through purification, it's to be expected. But it became crystal clear to me, and to myself, that if I want to be a real devotee of Krishna, then I must do something to transform the heart. How will I do this? And after studying Srila Prabhupada's books, I understood the secret really lies in the chanting, but the chanting must be done with feeling. Like Prabhupada said, it must be done like a child who cries for the mother. That's a feeling thing. Your mother knows. If the child goes, mommy, 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 then the mother says, you can, he's all right, he play a little bit, take the colored pens and the paper. Okay, then the child continues. It's diverted. But only when there is a certain need in the child, and the child goes, mommy!
Should I do it again?
Then mommy knows, I have to come. So it's the same with Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, the chanting of the holy name is like a capsule of medicine. The capsule itself is not yet the medicine. The medicine is inside. So the chanting can be done, what he says, the alphabet chanting. Ha, a, r, e, kr, r, sn, n, a. This is the alphabet. Krishna may not be is not present. Only when there is the right spirit. Huh? Everything depends on the right spirit. Huh? This can be done. And really, I would now like to tell you, don't go. Tell your people, we need now 1 week. Maharaj has requested us, we do a chanting seminar for 1 week here. How we are going to eat, we don't know, but we don't care. we want to learn to chant properly, then I would consider my transformational seminar a full success. Now I can only relate from my own experience that the eagerness must be there. Gaudahari will play for